الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى Only through His infinite mercy and grace has blessed us with innumerable favors. From amongst these innumerable favors, one of the greatest favors is his beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whom he has sent into this world as a good example for all of us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, for you in the Messenger of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good example. In whatever we do, our ibadat, our devotions, our worship, our muamalat, transactions, dealings, our muasharat, social life, and our akhlaq, morals, characters, and the basis of these four departments of the deen of Islam, aqaid, beliefs, they should all be in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because anything we do will only be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste.
MashaAllah.
So, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. The footprints of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم are the paths leading to Jannah. So if someone can find the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his life, his teachings. So if a person acquires authentic reliable ilm through authentic reliable sources, he will reach the footprints of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once he finds the footprints of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if he follows these footprints, he will find himself in Jannah, inshallah. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. The footprints of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the paths that lead to Jannah. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. The ways of Sunnah connects a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ways of Sunnah connects a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that the person who follows the Sunnah and the way and the method of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only claiming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sufficient. If you truly claim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prove it by accepting me as the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereafter following my instructions and following my teachings. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then prove it by following in my footsteps. And if you follow in my footsteps, yuhibbukum Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you his beloved, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is one of the greatest favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as a being, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as a prophet, as a messenger, as a guide, is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all need to connect to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam by understanding his seerah, by understanding his life, by understanding his teachings through authentic and reliable sources. From amongst the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one teaching is, or from his practices, one practice is that he recited 3 verses from the glorious Quran during the khutbah of nikah. Until today, the ulama, following in his footsteps, recite these 3 verses. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalakakum min nafsin wahidah وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And the 3rd verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Now these 3 verses are very important verses and they are interrelated. The first verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared. So the first verse begins with taqwa, order, command for taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, o you who believe, acquire taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared. The second verse also begins with the command of taqwa. Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu, o people, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb. And the third verse also begins with the same command. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, o you who believe, fear Allah. So fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. What is the meaning of fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah? The meaning of fear Allah, ittaqullah, means that create a wiqayah. Wiqayah means a shield. Create a shield between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fear Allah does not mean that fear Allah like you would fear a lion, or like you would fear a snake, or like you would fear an enemy. No, fear Allah means fear the displeasure of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes displeased if we disobey Him. So basically the message is, O you who believe, fear the disobedience to Allah. Fear the disobedience to Allah. Stay away from the disobedience to Allah. In Arabic we say, ittaqika wal asad. That means stay away from the lion. Save yourself from the lion. So ittaqullah means stay away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay far away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become unhappy with you. So stay far away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying far away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to concentrate and focus on this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We focus on deen. But many a times our focus is wrong. We focus on nawafil. We focus on the mustahabbat. We focus on the sunan. And we neglect the faraid. We neglect the wajibat. We violate haram. We violate makruhate tahrimiya. We engage in actions which can be categorized as innovations. Ittaqullah. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a barrier between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will only be able to do that if you create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does a person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By neglecting faraid, by neglecting wajibat, by engaging in haram activities, by engaging in makruhate tahrimiya. So faraid, wajibat, and makruhat tahrimi and haram are the most important items of deen after aqaid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all three verses is commanding us to create a barrier between ourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is commanding us to be very, very careful as far as faraid is concerned, as far as wajibat are concerned, as far as abstaining from haram is concerned, and as far as abstaining from makruhati tahrimiya is concerned. So in this first verse, we are being told what to do. What do we need to do? So we need to fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam explaining this part of the verse, that fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. He mentions three things. We need to do three things. And if we do three things, then we will be able to say that yes, alhamdulillah, we have obeyed this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now we are fearing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. Number one, أَن يُذْكَرَ وَلَا يُنْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be remembered 24 hours and he should not be forgotten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in our hearts and minds on every step. Whenever we take a step, is this in accordance to the pleasure of my Creator, or is it going to bring displeasure of my Creator? أَن يُذْكَرَ وَلَا يُنْسَى. Allah should be remembered all 24 hours and he should never be forgotten. Number two, أَن يُطَعَ وَلَا يُعْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be obeyed all 24 hours and he should not be disobeyed even for a second. And number three, أَن يُشْكَرَ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. أَن يُشْكَرَ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. This servant should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all 24 hours and he should never be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we strive, my friends, if we acquire ilm through authentic, reliable sources, and if we strive to learn from the ulama, sit in the company of the mashayikh, and if we bring deen into our lives, if we strive towards bringing the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, then slowly, slowly, slowly we will feel that I am progressing and I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than before. I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than before, and I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than before. And if we continue striving, inshallah, sooner or later, a time will come in our lives when we will be alert, and all 24 hours before doing anything, we will all ask ourselves this question, that is this permissible or impermissible? Am I supposed to do this, or is Allah going to become unhappy with me? We will be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours, we will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours, and if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours, then we will be able to obey Him for 24 hours. So in this first verse, we are told what is expected of us. What is expected of us? We need to fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it should be feared. In the second verse, Ya ayyuhan nasuttaqu rabbakum, we are told why we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure. Why do we have to strive in making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy all the time? So Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nasuttaqu rabbakum, because He is your Rabb. Alladhi khalaqakum, because He has created you. He has granted you everything that you possess. All your material bounties that you have and all the spiritual bounties that you have. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted you these bounties. Material and spiritual, both. Iman has been granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilm by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawfiq to perform salat only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْلَ اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this couplet that if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would never have been able to acquire hidayat. We were able to acquire hidayat only because it was the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have been able to perform salat, we would not have been able to give sadaqah. And when we will be granted entry into Jannah, this is what we will say inshallah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us towards the right path so that we find ourselves in Jannah today. And if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have been guided. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to return from an expedition, successful expedition, whenever he returned from Umrah or when he returned from Hajj, he would say, La ilaha illallah wahda, wa anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. He would attribute all his success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. It is only He. It is only He who has fulfilled His promise. It is only He who has helped His servant. It is only He who has defeated the coalition forces. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us everything that we see around us. Good friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them. Good health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Good wife, good husband, good children, rizq, afiyah, safety, deen, dunya, both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us everything, it is only right that we do only those things that please Him, and we totally abstain from everything and anything that displeases Him. Now the final question. What to do? How to do? What to do? Why to do? And the third question is how? What do we need to do? We need to adjust our lives in such a way that we always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never disobey Him. We always remember Him. We never forget Him. We are always grateful to Him. We never become ungrateful. Why? Because He is our creator. He is our nourisher. He is our Rabb. We owe everything to Him. How? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the third verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. From amongst the a'mal that makes taqwa easy, that makes bringing taqwa into lives easy, that makes obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy, one amal, one practice is controlling the tongue, looking monitoring the tongue. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in order for this fear to come in your hearts, wa qulu qawlan sadida, only speak that which is truth and which is straight. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Man samata naja. One who remained silent has acquired salvation. Salvation in this world, salvation in the hereafter. That means one who is not careful how he uses his tongue, he will land himself into trouble in this world also and in the hereafter also. Wise people have said that if speaking is silver, then remaining silent is gold. Control your tongue. In Urdu, we say, Tol phir bol. Assess first and thereafter speak. So remaining silent 24 hours is not what the Sharia demands from us. What the Sharia demands from us is that before speaking we assess. We weigh what we are about to say. Is it something good or is it something bad? If it is bad, we stay away from it. If it is something good, then we speak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Imla'ul khayri khayru min as-sukut. Was-sukutu khayru min imla'i shar. So, Imla'ul khayri khayru min as-sukut, to speak good is better than remaining silent. Because if you have the opportunity of saying something good and you remain silent, you are depriving yourself of rewards in the hereafter. So when there is an opportunity to speak something good, then it is better to speak. It is not better to remain silent. And as-sukutu khayrun min imla'ish-shar. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you are about to say something which is not good, it is something evil, it is something bad, it is something vulgar, it is something that will hurt someone, it is something that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is better to remain silent. Now whether to remain silent or whether to speak, a person will only be able to decide if he thinks first. During the time of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain, during the time of the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, people would think first and speak. And then there came a time when people would speak and then think. But at least they thought. In this day and age, we never think. We don't think before speaking, we don't think while speaking, we don't think after speaking, we don't think 6 months after speaking, 1 year after speaking, we never think. And as a result, my friends, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen in the hereafter. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ. A person speaks a sentence. Kalima here means kalam. A person speaks a sentence, maybe a sentence, maybe two sentences, three sentences. لَا يَهْوِي لَهَا بَالًا. And he does not think much about it. He thinks it's very insignificant. He doesn't even pay attention. He's leaving the masjid and he meets somebody and he says one sentence. He makes one very bitter remark. But he doesn't realize. The person who is listening to the remark realizes because it shatters his heart. So the person who is speaking doesn't realize. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that as a result of this one sentence only, he lands himself into the depth of the fire of Jahannam. So let us learn to control our tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I have come across very pious personalities and I sat with them. And alhamdulillah, they spoke, they didn't remain silent all the time, but they spoke so little. I have come across pious people who spoke so little that if you sat in their company for 1 hour and if you wanted to literally count the words they spoke, it was possible. Because they only spoke when it was necessary. Without necessity, they would not speak. They would remain in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would be very, very careful as to what they are saying, how much they are saying, and whether it is fruitful in the hereafter or not. So to bring taqwa in our lives, we will have to control our tongues. And another thing that we will need to do in order to bring taqwa in our lives is to completely stay away from wrong company and sit in good company. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sit with the truthful. And who are the truthful? Ulaika alladhina sadaku wa ulaika humul muttaqun. The people with taqwa. So stay away from the company of those who are void of taqwa and sit in the company of those who have taqwa. And number three, in order to bring taqwa, the third thing we need to do is to remember the hereafter. Remember that a day is going to come when we will depart from this world. A day will come when we will be laid in the grave, when we will be questioned in the grave. A day will come when we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. A day will come when we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for our wrongdoings. A day will come when we will have to cross the sirat. And a day may come, if we are not careful, when we will find ourselves in the fire of Jahannam. So, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering the hereafter, that hereafter is coming, hereafter is coming, hereafter is coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So we need to acquire this taqwa. we need to acquire this ability to stay away from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to do that because He is our creator, He is our cherisher, He is our nourisher, He is our muhsin, we are indebted to Him, for He has given us everything. And how will we bring taqwa in our lives? By controlling the tongue. Number two, by staying away from wrong company, sitting in good company. And number three, by frequently remembering the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكم في الخير وأخرج منكم الطيب الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم بارك لنا فيما عطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ونعوذ بك من فتنة مضلة اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا یسر و سہولت کا عفو و عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما ہم سب کو تقوی کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما الہ العالمین تجھے ناراض کرنے والی ہر کام سے ہماری حفاظت فرما تجھے راضی کرنے والی ہر کام کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما آج کے اس نکاح میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما دلہا دلہن کو آپس میں خوب محبت عطا فرما مودت عطا فرما اتفاق اتحاد کی دولت سے ہمارا مال فرما انس نصیب فرما الفت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ان دونوں کو بدناظرین کی نظر سے شریروں کے شر سے مفسدین کے فساد سے حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما الہ العالمین ہمارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اپنی حیات طیبہ میں دلہاؤں کے لیے دلہنوں کے لیے جو جو دعائیں فرمائی ہیں وہ ساری ان کے حق میں قبول فرما الہ العالمین ہمارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہاؤں اور دلہنوں کے جو اچھے اچھے اوصاف بیان فرمائے ہیں ان سے ان کو متصف فرما الہ العالمین انہیں ایک دوسرے کے حقوق کی ادائیگی کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین انہیں آفات سے بلیات سے محفوظ فرما آزمائشوں سے محفوظ فرما انہیں دنیاوی اخروی خوشیوں سے مالا مال فرما اس نکاح کو خیر کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا دین میں ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا خدمت دین میں ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا اے ارحم الراحمین ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پہ رحم فرما ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پہ رحم فرما ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پہ رحم فرما مسلمانوں کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما الہ العالمین برکتوں کا نزول فرما رحمتوں کا نزول فرما نصرتوں کا نزول فرما الہ العالمین پورے عالم کے حالات کو درست فرما دے الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما سلامتی کو عام فرما ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمیں حقیقت تسلیم کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما ہمیں الہ العالمین اس بات کو تسلیم کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما کہ پوری دنیا میں جو کچھ ہو رہا ہے وہ ہماری بد عملیوں کی وجہ سے ہو رہا ہے دین سے دوری کی وجہ سے ہو رہا ہے اور الہ العالمین اس کے بعد ہمیں اپنی اصلاح کی فکر کی توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین ہمیں تجھ سے تعلق جڑنے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین ہمارے حال پہ رحم فرما ہمارے حال پہ رحم فرما حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے اس ملک میں بھی استحکام نصیب فرما الہ العالمین نفرت کی فضاؤں سے ہمارے اس ملک کی حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما اس مسجد میں ڈربی کی تمام مساجد میں یہاں کے تمام دینی کاموں میں الہ العالمین خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما یہاں کے مدرسے میں یہاں کے اساتذہ میں یہاں جتنے مدارس ہیں اس شہر میں دین کے جتنے کام ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما پوری دنیا میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما الہ العالمین سب مسلمانوں کے دلوں کو ایک بنا دے الہ العالمین سب کو ایک بنا دے سب کو نیک بنا دے سب کو شیر و شکر فرما دے سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین آمین.